Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm excited about having our good buddy Dave Anderson back on the show. Dave is an entrepreneur, he's an author, he's a columnist, he's a trainer, he's a speaker, has been a very successful businessman in a number of different areas, different times. He's been a serial successful entrepreneur. He's the author of some of my favorite books: Up Your Business and If You Don't Make Waves You'll Drown, and the new book How to Deal with Difficult Customers. Boy, howdy, do we all need to know about that. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back as always, and congratulations on the new book.
Thank you very much.
Now, my audience can't wait to hear about how you deal with difficult customers. Because, you know, you'll get a kick out of this. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were going into – these people had never really worked for the public really before, not at least not for their own account. And so I said – I just asked them a simple question. Why did you decide to open your own business? And they said, well, we love people. And I said, well, you know what? I think that's a great thing that you love people. And I said, but I want you to make sure that you realize that loving people, the people that you love, are not the same people as the public.
Yeah.
When people become part of the public, they change, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do. You know, what's interesting, the subtitle of the book is 10 Strategies for Selling to the Stubborn, Obnoxious, and Belligerent, and we refer to them through the book as SOBs,
right,
which is the acronym for that.
And Stubborn, Obnoxious, and Belligerent, right.
Well, I learned firsthand, when I was selling cars, I started, you know, I sold insurance door-to-door, which is an interesting way to learn about rejection.
That's tough.
And then I got into the car business.
That's when your hide got about 2 inches thick, didn't it?
Oh, man, it'll toughen you up, you know. It's a great proving ground and practice ground, but I figured one day it would be more fun to sell cars than death policies, and
right.
So I switched careers. And one thing I realize is that very often we take, as unskilled salespeople, we can take a nice, ordinary, normal, friendly customer and turn him into an SOB.
Right.
And one of the big premises of the book is how we cannot turn people into that difficult customer through bad attitude, bad appearance, deficient skills, you know, apathetic demeanor. And so we go over a number of ways early on in the book to not let that customer turn into that type of a monster.
Well, you know, the other thing that happened to me when I started selling. You know, I used to say years ago. Now I can actually say decades ago, unfortunately.
Right.
But when I started selling, and I mean as a young pup, I mean I wasn't even 20 years old when I started selling on commission. And I would run into these SOBs that you're talking about, these stubborn, obnoxious, and belligerent people.
Right.
And they were part of they were part of this public I was talking about.
Sure.
And my first instinct was to say, I don't want, I'm not going to do business with people like that. I'm not going to be around these people. These people aren't fun. I don't like doing business with them. I like these fun people. And then after a while, I kept seeing that, 25 to 30% of the people I was going to deal with were SOBs.
Yes.
As you define them.
Yes.
And so it didn't take me long. Me being a fairly intelligent individual, it didn't take me long to do the math on that. And I said, you know what? If I'm going to be successful in this chosen field, I'm going to have to learn how to deal with these folks.
Exactly.
And what I found out was that many of these people could be turned around by just being the opposite of the way they were.
Oh, absolutely.
And once you get them over to your side, you can't run them off.
Well, they're your friends and customers for life, and they'll send you more people than you know
absolutely.
How to deal with.
And the people that are their friends will say, well, if Blasting Game can make him happy, he can make anybody happy.
Oh, that's
because they know these SOBs that you're talking about.
Well, they do, and it's a great referral source. You know, I think when a customer comes in, sometimes they have very low defensive expectations because just of experiences they've had someplace else. And if you can show that you're different and you can show that you're better, you know, there's that law of differentiation that we've all heard of in sales that says the more you can differentiate yourself from the competition, the less price-sensitive people are.
That's right.
But the less you differentiate yourself from the competition, the more price-sensitive people are. Because if you're just like everybody else, then all I care about is how cheap I can get it and how fast I can get out of
here. Then not only is what you sell a commodity, but you become a commodity.
You become a commodity.
And that's what I was getting at a minute ago. We're going to a break here. But what I was getting at with these folks, ladies and gentlemen, is you might be the reason, as Dave points out in his book, make sure that you're not the reason that these people are stubborn, obnoxious, and belligerent. You might be. And if you are, we're gonna fix that right after these messages.
That's right.
20 till Dave Anderson is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Check out our blog while you're there, too. And don't forget all the other resources that are there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Dave Anderson is our guest. He's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them in here. One of them, the new one, is How to Deal with Difficult Customers. That's the one we're talking about. Ten simple strategies for selling to the SOBs, the stubborn, obnoxious, and belligerent customers out there. Okay, Dave, I was talking when we went to the break about the fact that we really don't have a choice. Small business owners have to do business with the SOBs. We have to do that because they're a high percentage of the folks that come in our door. But first, what you point out in your book is we have to make sure that we're not the cause of this.
Well, that's right. You know, very, very often through just bad attitude, bad skills, lack of product knowledge, lack of care for the customer, we can take a pretty nice person and turn them into a stubborn, obnoxious, belligerent customer. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of things we can do that I go over in the book that you can do to take the fight or the perceived fight out of the sales process, to lower their defenses, to get them on your side, and to show that you're different and better than what they've dealt with in the past.
If somebody comes in your store, into your business, and they've obviously got an attitude, they've obviously, you know, are looking at you with a jaundiced eye, and they're thinking, okay, how are you going to hurt me like the last person hurt me that I gave my business to? Would it be cheeky or inappropriate at some point in time to maybe say, Mr. Jones, you've been treated badly in places you've done business with before, haven't you?
Oh, actually, I think that's a great thing to say. I'm getting a sense that you've not been treated well, or you've had bad experiences with this before.
Yeah.
Is that true? You know, if you say something like that, boy, now that's a very collaborative thing. They cross over the line over onto your side. It's an empathy, you know, very high level of empathy.
And the thing is you don't have to, and then you don't have to say, don't say this, folks. Don't say, well, we're not like that here. Don't say that because that's presumptuous. You don't know whether you're like that or not yet.
Right.
Then it seems to me, Dave, what you need to say is, now, I don't know if we can do this because we may not be any better than anybody else, but I promise you this, we're going to do our best if you'll give us a chance.
Well, that is a humble approach. You know, it's a get on my side, let me get on your side type of approach. And I'll tell you, it just takes the fight out.
The barriers come tumbling down like the walls of Jericho, don't they?
Well, they sure do, because again, you're showing the human side, a caring side, and you're different, and differentiation is so important. People are so used to indifference today. I mean, go fly on an airline.
Yeah.
And go stand in line. You know, go try to buy something from someone who's had their pay cut or that's been, working for uninspiring bosses. I mean, these people are everywhere, and they inflict themselves on customers. Mm-hmm. And then when these customers come to see you, they're expecting the worst in many cases.
I call it the customer what customer syndrome?
Exactly.
And you can't have that, folks, and be successful. So what do we do? How do we? What are some of the good ways to deal with these difficult folks?
You know, if let's go back to what you just said. If somebody does come in, and you can tell, you know, they do have an attitude, they're not going to be particularly pleasant, you know, to deal with. There's a guy I heard say one time, he said, the best way I know to take to knock a chip off of somebody's shoulder is to let them take a bow. and I really like that. You know, when they start to spout off, and I ran into this in the car business a lot, and they try to intimidate you with how much they know about the product and how you're not going to push them around on price. And very often they try to take the upper hand doing this. Just don't get into an ego battle with them. Just step back and say, man, you have really done your homework. You probably know more about this than I do.
Right.
You know what? I tell you what, if you're ever looking to change careers, we're always on the outlook lookout for good people here, and you knock the chip off their shoulder by letting them take a bow.
Right.
Don't get into a contest with who knows more and who's better at what and whose turf is on, you know, whose turf. Are you going to come on my turf and try to kick me around? That type of thing will kill the sale. So you can take the fight out. Another thing is to listen. You know, if you rearrange the words listen, you'll notice that they also, if you take the letters that make up the word listen and you rearrange them, you'll notice that they also spell silent. And every once in a while, it just kind of helps to shut up for a minute and to go silent and to listen and to ask questions, sell with questions, not just with answers, really diagnose what's going on with the customer before you come up with these quick, snappy answers. Go lower and go slower. I always say when you get a little nervous, when you get a little flustered with a customer, go low and slow. Slow it down a little. Drop your voice just a little. That kind of gives you a calm control over things and soothes
them. Take a
them
deep
the
breath.
Same way. Exactly. Ask questions. Just don't, you know, make sure you understand exactly what the issue is. And if they have a problem, don't say, well, you need to talk to so-and-so or, you know, that's not my job. Those things are sales killers.
That's right.
The first two words you say when a customer has a problem is, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're having to go through this. I'm sorry that happened to you. And rather than say you have to go talk to Mr. Jones, let's go find Mr. Jones and see if he can help us get this thing worked out.
See, this is like the four things that men need to learn how to say on a regular basis in order to be happily married.
Well, exactly.
The first one is, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
The second one is, I'm sorry.
Yes.
The third one is, it's my fault.
Yes.
And there's a fourth one in there somewhere. I don't remember what the fourth one is, but
it probably three are a pretty good start.
Yeah. And so, you know, if you learn how to say those things, well, you know, when someone comes to you with a problem, the first thing you got to realize it's got to be about them first.
That's right.
It's got to be about them, not about what you're trying to accomplish. And it might not even be about what they're talking about. It might just be about something else that they're concerned about. What's going on in their day? Quick break. Right back after these messages with our good friend Dave Anderson. The new book is called How to Deal with Difficult Customers. Back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson, the author of How to Deal with Difficult Customers and If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown. I like that book too, and others as well. And Dave's going to tell us where they're available, and including his website. Go ahead, Dave.
You can get them at Barnes & Noble, or if you're passing through the airports, or in a bunch of the airport bookstores, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Our website is LearnToLead.com. Spell it out just like it sounds, LearnToLead.com. There's a lot of free training articles there as well, Jim.
LearnToLead.com. Check it out, folks. It's a good website. And of course, you can find Dave on our website. He's deposited so much wisdom with us over the years on topics just like this. I'd encourage you to go back and listen to some of the past interviews that Dave and I have had. Dave, we're talking about dealing with difficult customers, and there really aren't any difficult customers, are there? There are really just difficult situations and whether it continues to be difficult really depends upon us, doesn't it?
It does. And one of the worst things we do when we're selling something is to escalate a situation rather than to take the fight out of it. And there's a lot of ways to take the fight out of it. You can do it with humor. You can do it with differentiation. You know, in the book, I've got about 91 different little scripts to use for every different type of situation. And there's a lot of humorous stories, you know, because these things happen to us. These are real-world situations, real-world stories, and how to handle them. And one of the things that I think most people have gotten a tremendous value out of from the book is when I talk about one of the best ways to deal with difficult customers is to hold on to the good customers that you have, because when they come back, they're not as difficult as the people who don't know you, like your trust mm-hmm. you yet. Mm-hmm. In fact, in Chapter 7, the title is Create a Cult, and how to really keep and add value to the customers who you already have, who will close quicker, they'll do the deal faster, they'll pay you more, they'll give you better customer satisfaction scores, because there's already that implied trust and rapport.
Right.
You've got to hold on to those people. It costs nearly 6 times more to find a new customer than it does to retain one that you have. And so when they do have a problem, you know, it's so important that your people are trained to solve it at the lowest possible level, that people don't have to jump through hoops. They don't have to stand in line to get these issues solved. You need empowered employees who can take care of an issue quickly and at the lowest possible level. And there's a study by Marriott that shows that customer who has a problem and has it solved at the quickest possible level and the lowest possible level is more loyal than a customer with no problem at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, another thing, Dave, that I think we should realize with folks who have a problem, who are part of the SOB group that you're talking about.
Yes.
Don't we need to realize that we're not going to be able to get them, you know, completely happy today.
Right.
You might have to work at it a little bit today, work at it a little bit next time, a little bit time the time after that. I know in your book you point out that these are folks who really expect and want to be followed up with. They want you to come back and make sure that they're happy and that sort of thing. This could be a process, not just an event, right?
Well, it could be. And the natural tendency is not to stay in touch with them, not to follow up with them, just to be like good riddance, you know.
Right, exactly.
And get rid of them and move on to something else. But that's, you know what, you worked hard to get them. It's very costly to replace them. It's much less costly to retain them. And the book sets out a lot of different strategies for doing that. Because if you can create a cult of loyal, die-hard customers, you're not going to have as many difficult ones to deal with.
Well, it's amazing when I learned how loyal a difficult customer that I decided to, you know, to try to, I called it loving them up. If I found a difficult customer, I would just love them up. I'd do whatever I could do to make them happy. And I found that once I ever got them over to my side, they were the most loyal customers. They were the ones who told everybody about me or my
yes.
company,
yeah.
and it was a darn good investment. And whatever I had to do was a good idea.
Well, there you go. And I had a customer one time that I ordered a car for, and it came in with the wrong interior. And they had waited for this car forever, and it came in with the wrong color interior. And I was sitting there in front of them with this horrible embarrassment. I didn't try to blame anybody. I just said, you know what, you must be truly honored to be dealing with the most forgetful, incompetent salesperson in town. If I went to a mind reader today, they'd probably just charge me half price. And, you know, and that just honest approach took the barrier down. Those people, first of all, they took the car. They became the most loyal customers I'd ever had.
Even though they didn't like the interior. How about that?
That's live with it, and
pretty darn good selling.
They liked me after that.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being here. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
He'll be back, I promise, folks. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to remind you, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.